The United Federation of Teachers makes its endorsement for mayor today. Former comptroller and former Board of Education President Bill Thompson is said to be a favorite. Yesterday, he got the backing of the principals union. But public advocate Bill de Blasio is also a possible choice for the UFT. Overall, labor is split in the Democratic mayoral primary. Thompson, de Blasio, Council Speaker Christine Quinn, the Democratic frontrunner, and Comptroller John Liu have all picked up key union endorsements. Joining me to talk about whether any union is poised to be a kingmaker this year or queenmaker is WNYC politics reporter Anna Sale. Hey, Anna.
Hi, Amy.
Mayor Bloomberg called an endorsement from the teachers' union a kiss of death. Why does he say that, and will that ding voters' perception of a UFT vote?
Well, first of all, keep in mind that there's no love lost between Bloomberg and the teachers' union. They've had protracted battles over test scores, school closings, charter school co-locations, and on and on. And teachers have been without a contract since 2009. But what Bloomberg was pointing out was that the teachers' union hasn't endorsed a winner in a mayor's race since 1989, back with David Dinkins. And that's true. But it's also important to point out that the teachers' union haven't endorsed in most of those mayor's races, except for 2001. In that year, they went 0-for-3 in the Democratic primary, in the runoff, and then in the general election. And you remember, that was against Michael Bloomberg. So really, it's not fair to look at an election cycle 12 years ago as some kind of gauge for their political turnout, the teachers' political operation. But they do have something to prove this year. This is the first full campaign cycle that Michael Mulgrew has been chief of the teachers' union. He's been emphatic and outspoken about getting rid of Bloomberg and Bloomberg-like policies. So they want to demonstrate that they can actually make that happen at the polls. And they have not been messing around. They've been doing their research, putting candidates through the paces. And ahead of this vote, they sent out a primer to reporters pointing out where they had won key elections. So they're sensitive to that narrative that they haven't been potent. And of course, it's important to point out, as you hear the endorsement coming out tonight, most of these Democratic candidates, they have a lot of the same policies on education. So what the union is looking at is not only who they can get behind ideologically, but also they're picking a winner. They want somebody with a path to victory because they want to show they can pick a winner.
The unions vary pretty dramatically by size, their demographic makeup, their organizational power. How does the UFT compare to other big ones like SEIU 1155?
The teachers now are the largest public sector union in New York City. They overtook DC 37, which represents municipal workers, which used to be the biggest public sector union in the city. DC 37 has backed Comptroller John Liu. But despite their size, DC 37 doesn't really have the political operation that they once had. I talked to Richie Steyer today. He's the editor of The Chief, the public sector union newspaper, and he said they just haven't been the same kind of mobile, had the same ability to mobilize voters that people like UFT and SEIU 1199 have had. SEIU 1199 has endorsed Bill de Blasio, so this, you're seeing the splits there. They represent mostly women working in hospitals and healthcare settings. They've got a lot of African American and Latino members. And again, that's Bill de Blasio. So you have potentially Bill Thompson with the teachers backing, if that's the way the vote goes tonight, Bill de Blasio with SEIU 1199 and DC 37 behind John Liu.
Since these labor endorsements are not coalescing around a single candidate, does that diffuse their influence?
Well, it's first of all not unusual in New York City citywide elections for unions to go different ways. During the Bloomberg years, there were unions that sat it out, there were unions that endorsed Bloomberg, and there were unions that supported his opponents. And this is a highly contested Democratic primary. But we have had a couple of weeks here where there's been one candidate who looks like he's getting momentum with a big union endorsement, and then another candidate looks like he's getting momentum with a big union endorsement. And then the other key question will be how much these union endorsements really matter when you look at things like the demographics of the union. Like I said, SEIU 1199 is a lot of African American and Latino members. Are they going to look at Bill Thompson, who the union did not endorse, who's the only black candidate in the Democratic primary, and say, identity politics trumps union politics, and I'm going to vote for the black candidate over the one my union bosses support?
And you mentioned briefly, Anna, you're talking about a vote. Do union members get to vote? Is that how the endorsement is decided?
Different unions do it different ways. Tonight, the teachers are meeting in a delegation hall, and we will see hands raised, and then we will hear the announcement of who they are backing. Of course, the union leaders do have quite some pull in who they advocate their members to support, but different unions do it different ways. We're still looking to hear from the hotel trades workers, 32BJ SEIU, which represents security guards and doormen, and also the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, PBA, the big police union. So still, you know, we're not, the union politics are not yet clear in this 2013 mayoral race.
WNYC's Anna Sale, thanks so much.
Thank you.